It's time for Current State's next installment in our election 2016 coverage. 8th District Congressman Mike Bishop already is nearing the end of his first term in the U.S. Congress and is up for re-election next month. The Rochester Republicans campaign says internal polling shows he enjoys a substantial lead over his opponent, Democratic newcomer Susanna Shkreli, a Macomb County assistant prosecutor. Ms. Shkreli appeared on Current State earlier this week. Congressman Bishop touts a conservative record with a focus on budget and tax cutting, Second Amendment rights, support for Michigan's right-to-work law, and a strong pro-life record. Mike Bishop, good to have you back.
Good morning. Great to be here.
I can hardly believe we're talking about a second term for you already here, but...
Well, you can. Imagine how I feel.
Yeah, I can imagine. It must have been a blur here.
Yeah, it really was.
Talk to us more about why 8th District voters should send you back to Congress.
Well, I've had a tremendous experience. I'm so grateful to live in the district. I've a lifelong resident of my district. I'm raising my three children with my wife here. I've got a vested interest in the future of the state and the future of my community, and I think I've done a good job. I was one of the first freshmen to get a bill passed, signed into law by the president.
Remind us what that was.
It had to do with making sure that students who are financially strapped are able to go to college and to get loans to go to college. And a program that was going offline and was expiring, we did what we could to get it up and running, and the president was helpful and that my committee was helpful to make sure that we got that done. And there's a lot of work to do in the area of education, especially in the area of student debt. And the cost of education. So I'm proud to be a part of that whole process. So
what needs to happen in education specifically?
Well, with regard to the student loan debt, we've got nearly a $2 trillion student loan debt in this country. It's just astronomical. The cost of education has grown so significantly that it's taken the opportunity away from many people to experience you know, the American dream to be a part of, to get an education. And those that do have it, that do go to school, are by the time they get out of school, they can barely afford to pay the interest on the debt. So we got to address that. And I'm working with my committee. I'm in the Education and Workforce Committee to address that very issue and be a part of that solution.
I know you touted in a press release yesterday your passion for families and for young people in particular as a priority for you. How does that play out? How has that played out in your first couple years? You mentioned a couple already here, but mm-hmm. how else has that played out in your first 2 years? How would you like to see that play out in the future?
Well, I've had a lot of experience in the area of public policy that addresses our children and protects families. I've been doing a lot of work in Congress on that subject. I'm working on a bill right now, the CPI bill, that would give organizations that deal with children, like the YMCA, the Mentor-Mentee program, the opportunity to use FBI background checks to ensure that those who work with them are fit to be with our mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. And it's just not available now, and it's something that's, to me, a no-brainer and something we ought to have.
Congressman Mike Bishop is our guest. He is up for re-election next month. The Democrats criticize you as a friend of big business, and the latest ad from your Democratic opponent, Susanna Shkreli, comes out swinging. Let's listen to a little bit of this, and we'll give you a chance to respond. Here mm-hmm. it is.
Mike Bishop took $62,000 from Wall Street, then supported privatizing Social Security.
Wall Street would make billions in fees, even if we lose money.
Mike Bishop took $111,000 from the insurance industry,
then voted to privatize Medicare.
The insurance industry would make billions while we pay more.
Mike Bishop works for the big corporations, not us.
Quite an indictment there, or an effort to make an indictment here. What do you think?
Boy, what do you say about that? It's to me, it reeks of desperation and a desperate candidate. My opponent does not have any name recognition. She's got no record to stand on. So she's got Nancy Pelosi on her side pumping in lots of dollars to lie about my record. And it's, you know, it's, you, you, I'm used to it. I'm a member of elected government, so you unfortunately see a lot of this soulless campaigning. And, I don't like the fact that my children, who are 11, 14, and 16, have to see that kind of thing and talk to their friends about it.
That contains mistruths, though? That contains
true.
Inaccuracies?
I have never tried. I've done nothing but support the current beneficiaries of the entitlement programs like Medicare. I've helped to senior citizens with regard to the Medicare Part D, the cuts that they saw recently, and I led a group of legislators in Congress to ensure that those cuts didn't happen. It's an abomination in our political system that we have these candidates that come out of nowhere, that all they want to do, their only goal is to win, and they will do anything to do it and to succeed. And that means lying, lying, lying.
This gets to one of the real hot buttons of American politics, though, right now, and that is the role of money. Would you concede that corporate money has played a significant role in your being elected to Congress?
I think that the political system could definitely use a overhaul as to how we how money is spent. There's no question about it. It's open. There's a wide open door as to how corporations can get involved. But corporations, by the way, cannot give to me directly. They don't. That's just not the way it works. Campaigns can't collect from corporations. That's a illegal campaign contribution. So it's somewhat of a misnomer. It doesn't mean, however, that there are not big investments in certain campaigns. No question about it. It happens.
Well, I want to be absolutely clear, though, here about what you claim are the mistruths contained in that ad that we just heard. Are you denying accepting the cash from those corporations, or are you denying acting on their behalf because you got the cash from those corporations?
The part that infuriates me is the attack on my integrity. It angers me to no end to have someone accuse me of a quid pro quo, to accept contributions in exchange for some kind of vote.
But again, you don't deny accepting the cash.
But
you just deny saying that you acted the way you did because you took the cash.
The implication that somehow there's a quid pro quo is what upsets me. Yes, there are contributions that are made. Of course, that's part of any campaign process. But it's infuriating to me to have somebody come out of nowhere and make that kind of absurd claim.
You're a Trump supporter. And his comments about women and minorities have been an ongoing flashpoint for many months now. Everyone's quite familiar with a lot of them. Undocumented Mexican immigrants are rapists and drug addicts, and women who get abortions deserve some kind of punishment, and these Twitter dust-ups. Have any of these episodes made you pause and reconsider your support?
Hey, I've never, ever... I'm not going to defend comments like that. I won't... we can go through each one of those comments that you just referred to, and I'll tell you what I feel about each one of them. But I will not defend them. My belief, though, in this election is that we are on the wrong path in this country, and that we have a responsibility as members of elected government to move us in a different direction. And I am all about finding ways to bring this country back and get us on a path that's more realistic. Right now, we've got a candidate in Hillary Clinton who is really basically defended the last 4 years and articulated a plan to continue it on, and it's completely unacceptable. We're teetering on the edge of a cliff in so many different categories.
We've seen several conservative editorial pages in recent days say that neither Mr. Trump nor Hillary Clinton are acceptable, and they've gone on to endorse libertarians Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. Their credentials appeal to quite a few conservative Americans. Are you tempted at all to get behind them?
I'm a libertarian at heart in many areas. I think government is way too wildly expansive. It's gotten way too much into our lives and thinks it's the solution to all of the world's problems. But I'm not tempted to support libertarian at this point in time. They just go too far for me in categories that in areas I'm a conservative, and I believe in things that they have really left my realm to accept.
They're too socially liberal.
They're socially liberal. I believe in defense of the Constitution. I'm concerned that they don't feel the same way about my Constitution. I think now more than ever we've got to stand up and fight for this Constitution.
The polls are a bit tighter than they have been in the past right now, but they still suggest a Clinton victory next month, possibly by not too great of a margin, but still a win. Can you offer any hope that the House could work to any productive extent with a Hillary Clinton administration?
Well, of course, you have to work. As a member of Congress, I'm committed to working with whomever is the president, because my role is not a political role. My role as a member of Congress is to represent my community and my state. So, yes, whomever the president is, I will make the commitment that I personally will do whatever I can to work with them.
We got 30 seconds. You're in Lansing today in part to honor some Vietnam veterans. Tell us what's happening.
We have a wonderful opportunity to honor those that deserve honor. It's 50 years too late, but we have gone all around the district to honor Vietnam veterans for their service with a Vietnam commemorative pin that was authorized by Congress, and it's been a real joy. I can't say enough about those who have done so much on behalf of this country to secure liberty and freedom.
And that will be taking place at the Lansing VFW Post 701 over on Rosemary Street in Lansing. 8th District Congressman Mike Bishop is nearing the end of his first term. He's up for re-election next month. Thank you for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.